Welcome to episode 65 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. It's been a non-stop week here, and I think things have finally caught up with me. As you can probably tell, I've picked up a bug somewhere along the way, but luckily, it didn't really kick in until after last Thursday night's live online chat. I just want to say a quick thank you to everyone who dropped by and who gave me some great feedback. It was something of a test outing and it was certainly very well received, so much so that I will be making it a regular event. Now for those of you who didn't make it, I will also be uploading a recording of the chat so you can take a look in your own time. But on to this week's show. In this episode, I'm talking to you as I walk around and scout a new location. Just for a change though, I'm also sharing a conversation I recorded with a couple of people from the site in question to give you an idea of the considerations I face when picking new venues for my shoots. For the full walkabout that follows on from the excerpt in this show, keep an eye out for the website in this coming week. So, here we go. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 65. Today, I've decided to have something of an impromptu meeting. With me, I have Helen Downing-Ems, who is Vice Chair, and Sabrina Richards, who is Chair of the Hilsey Lido Paul for the People Trust. Now, these ladies very kindly have agreed to let me use this location in its current state as the backdrop for some shoots that are coming up. Ladies, first of all, good morning, of course. And thank you for your understanding. We were supposed to have this shoot this weekend coming, and it hasn't quite happened because one of the guys that was meant to be riding his bike has broken his ankle. It happens, but there we go. I'm going to have a little wander around in a minute, but for those people that aren't aware of the Lido, what it was, what it is, perhaps you can just fill us in a little bit.
It's a fantastic 67-metre open-air swimming pool, but it's been closed for the last 4 years, and we're trying to get it up and running again. And when we did all the research, we realised it would be ideally suited for scuba diving and wakeboarding and kayaking. So we are working on the pool this year to actually open it, but we're hindered by the lack of information that we've received regarding the plant room.
And it's one of those locations that I know certainly my mother, my grandparents in the past came here, summer holidays. You know, when you see the film footage and the photographs from its heyday, it was a spectacular location. Yeah. The point of our conversation this morning is, obviously with the Active Photographer, I'm always trying to give people a hint of what goes on behind the scenes, not just of the photographs that I take or the technique, but also the whole process. So I approached you sort of out of the blue. I think it was through Facebook, perhaps, maybe Twitter. Do you get many sort of requests sort of like this out of the blue?
Absolutely. Well, when you arrived, we were actually being interviewed by a young woman who's doing a journalism course at one of the local colleges. We've been stars of radio and TV locally quite a lot, and the local newspaper as well. It's an interesting story for people. It's a large part of the history of the city. It's been the Lido has been here since 1935, and so generations of people have visited and used the facility.
And I think certainly, you know, whenever I approach organisations or individuals to use a location, obviously you have to have a certain weight behind you to make it clear that you are professional, you will respect the location. Are there times where people maybe might approach it and you know, how do you sort of say to them politely, actually, really not for us? Or do you think give everyone a fair go and just see what happens?
Well, luckily, we've not been in the position where we've had to turn people away. Being a community organisation and a community project, we're very keen to get the community involved. And so if we can provide something that part of the community needs, then we look to do that as much as we can.
But equally, we look for the community to assist us in some way. Like, I know you've been very good, Charles, with highlighting Hilsey Lido on your podcast, as you're doing now. And again, you know, you'll reference us in the photographs that you'll be taking. And you know, word of mouth and just letting other people know about the project is very important to us.
But also, it's about getting the site well known, and even if the pool itself is not functioning, getting people to understand that the site is functioning and that we can use it in a variety of ways. In its latter days, it was just used for swimming for the month of August. And actually, this is a fantastic venue for all sorts of events. And it's about kind of raising or providing inspiration to others about what you can use in what you can do here. We've had music events and other things here, so it's kind of a variety.
And I think for me, it's always, as you both know, I'm very keen on supporting local business, local events, local people. So you know, I could try scouting for locations around surrounding counties, maybe around the country, but knowing that this is here. Maybe I should give a bit of back history. I first sort of started to think how the Lido could be used as a backdrop. This Christmas just gone, my other half had to work on Boxing Day, so I was on my way back, and I thought, you know, I haven't seen the Lido for a long time, and of course the general public can only see it from the outside around that on Boxing Day, that sort of thing. So I just sort of poked my head through the railings to get an idea of what was there, and off the back of that I then took steps to contact you. But I think us photographers, we're always very attracted to certainly for street photography with, say, extreme sports, BMX and skateboarding, with respect, that the rougher the better, you know. And let's just make it clear, at the moment it's not a lovely, I mean, as we stand here, we've got all this lovely mural sort of art that I think it's
local school children have been on site and brightened the place up for us, because it was looking very dull, very grey when we first took over.
And Charlie Keisel was the artist that worked with them, and has done a fantastic job.
And as I say, that is like a shock of colour around the surrounding walls here. But you know, I'm visually, I can see the pictures in my mind's eye of what it's, you know, by the time I light it and what have you. Say it's on what I like about this location as a photographer is, not only is there lots of opportunity that I can see in terms of different levels and different shapes and what have you, for the people that I get involved in shoots, so for example, if we're talking about BMX riders, I would turn up and say, right, just have a few minutes, go and check out the area, see what's there. And I know that they, because they're doing their tricks and what have you, they will actually see the different levels and know what tricks they can. So it does become a bit of a playground. And for me, working with a team, that's what is so important, keeping everyone happy. Where we stood here, we've actually got our backs to I don't know what it was originally.
It was a spectators gallery. Okay. So this was all, this area here was all for spectators with their deck chairs. So it's terraced. Right. And this was obviously the shelter. And it did have windows in. Mm. And it's an area that we want to kind of convert at a later date to be a multifunctional room so that we can use it for meetings and events.
Sure. And that's going to be lovely. But also, as a photographer, I like the fact that I can somehow, in some way, document things as they are now. And actually in X number of months, years, as we go down the line, hopefully I'd like to be, you know, working closely with you through, as we go along, and just to see that progression. And it must be very exciting for you to meet lots of different people and see how all these different projects come together.
Well, that's right. Yes, it's a fantastic site, and it raises a lot of interest. It was designed for, that, you know, it's a large pool that was designed for 750 swimmers, and the terraced area was designed for 1,000 spectators. So it is a big space, and it can be used for a wide variety of purposes. So it's we need to know what people want us to do with this space. You know, as a community organisation, it's not up to a couple of us to make decisions. It's up to us to consult with the wider community and find out what people want to use the space for.
And I think those of you listening, you can probably hear traffic in the background. We're right on the A27 that goes along the south coast. The M27, which goes down into Portsmouth and is a main route. So, you know, you do have the passing traffic and what have you. I'm going to wrap things up now because I'm aware that you ladies have another meeting to go to, and so the clouds just come across now, but it's like the one cloud that is in the vicinity of the sun at the moment.
And it's hidden the sun.
But I'm going to go and take a few sort of location shots. Those of you listening, I will be talking my way through that, so you'll get a sense of what I'm shooting. Ladies, if you'd like to give me a web link that people can check out.
Okay, it's www.hilsey-lido.org.uk.
And for those of you that are listening, you might be out with your dogs in the middle of a field. I know a lot of people listen when they're out and about. I will be linking to that correctly in the show notes, so you'll be able to. So you will be able to see exactly what we're talking about. And of course, if you're in touch with me on Twitter, Facebook, all those other things, you will also be seeing all the ongoing commentary as I post updates and what have you. But for now, ladies, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, John. It's great.
So, Sabrina and Helen have now gone off to their meeting. The sun has come out again, and I'm actually stood as a starting point exactly where I was when we were having our little chat here. So what I'm going to do is just have a little wander around. I'm going to talk through some of the angles that I'm going to be shooting, some of the considerations. Very, very bright weather today. For example, as I'm shooting just a general shot in front of me with the sun at 90 degrees to my right, at ISO 200, I'm shooting at, this is f5.6, and it's 400th of a second, so it's pretty bright. What I have here, as probably won't be any surprise to a lot of you, I have my D3 Nikon with a 24-85 as a macro. And we're just going to see what happens. So first of all, in front of me, I've got this like mural area, which is really nice, a lot of colour. But I've got this three steps, or rather three levels, and then a slope. So I'm just going to go down almost to sort of to ground level. I'm just going to line that up. Really contrasty conditions. The light is really, it's really punchy. ISO 200, but I'm going to put it at something like f11 to get a real sort of front to back sort of sharpness, or almost front to back. It won't be exactly. Although that said, you know, that's giving me 250th of a second. So in fact, what I'm going to do is go. Here we go. F22, 50th of a second. That should give me. Real length of sharp, depth of sharpness here. I'm focusing about a third in, and see what that does. Oh, really contrasty. The screen, of course, being that it's a very bright day, I'm just having to shadow the screen so I can see exactly what's going on there. That's really nice. I'm not going to waste too much time doing multiple shots. I just want to get a sense of what's in front of me. So again, just zooming in a little bit, I'm going to drop the aperture down to f6.3, 640th of a second, just so the depth of field is a bit shallower in the foreground and what have you. If you can hear this noise, that's the depth of field preview. Lets me close down the aperture to the working aperture to see exactly what's going to be sharp and not. So focusing about a third in, that's down to f5 now, 800th of a second. There we go, that's lovely. Just going to turn 180 degrees. And I've got the viewing gallery that we were talking about in front of us. Again, just going to go back to f8, so it gives me a nice depth of field. Zoom in a fraction so that holds, fills pretty much most of the frame. Focusing straight on there, blue sky, bit of your mural there. Quick shot, that's really nice. Shelter the camera to see what it's doing, that's really nice. What this actually does, in light of our conversation just now, these shots, actually works as some sort of a visual documentary
of this location, you know. So it's like a double usage of these pictures. Now, what I've got here is I'm still facing back to the viewing platform, the gallery there. So of course I've got the sun over my left shoulder, and we've got some steps and some railings, and the railings are kind of pretty typical. They're this kind of, you know, it's not chicken white, it's I don't know what it is, but you know, it's about an inch and a half square gaps between the wires. But this, I've got an idea in my head that I could get a shot of a bike jumping over the top. Now, a lot of the shots that I take on a location scout, sort of 80% of the time, don't see the light of day. The point is I'm trying to get an idea of the opportunities. It's much easier to have too many ideas before you turn up at a location. So what I'm going to do is just going kind of almost looking straight down the line of the of this fence, focusing on the steps that are in front of me and zooming in. So I've actually got the fence going out of focus into the foreground. That in turn leads the eye from almost somewhere between the left corner and the middle of the frame down the bottom. Sun's just gone behind a cloud, just poking out again. F8. Okay, that's really nice. But then what I'm going to do is set the aperture right down to 3.8, so it really blurs that out. There's another shot there. That's really nice. That would really work. I'm just going to work this sort of location. I'm just going to see what the reverse angle is going to be, because what I've got in mind is to have... I'm probably going to be working with a couple of lights just to really... make the subject sort of jump out. I'm just looking across the fence in the reverse angle again, 3.5, focusing on this set of steps. Got the really nice mural in the background. Of course, there's no guarantee the weather will be this nice in the future, but when we come to do the shoot, as I say, as I record this, we are supposed to be doing this shoot this weekend, and it didn't happen. One of our guys, bless him, Ewan, who you will remember from the shots that we did a while back, he was the chap on a yellow bike, if you remember those pictures. I'll link to those again. He's broken his ankle, so I gather his cast is coming off today, which is really good. But as for now, I'm just going to... right at the end of these steps here, and I'm just sort of almost at ground level. That's really good. So I'm actually, the top level of these steps is actually probably level with the top of my head. So I'm just looking up, and it's really nice, going to set an aperture of something like F, let's go again all the way to, okay, I'm on F25 now, 40th of a second, so focusing about a third the way in. The reason I do this, depth of field extends a third in front of and two thirds beyond the point of focus, so really maximizing the sharpness. That's really nice. Again, I would really like to make that happen. What I'm going to do is just go back a little bit. The shadows are so strong here, I have to make sure I'm not that it really matters at the moment, but don't really want me in them. Again, stepping back and just focusing on the corner of the, there's a slope that goes down probably about 2 and a bit feet down to the next level, which then opens up. Just focusing at the top of that slope, we've got the steps there. That's really nice, really wide sweeping shot. I'm just going to go in a little bit closer. I apologise if there's a bit of wind interference from say the breeze. It's a lovely day, but there is a bit of a breeze, but I'm going to just go a little bit closer in. That's nice. Again, really big. Just upping the exposure compensation a little bit just to make the picture that much brighter. But again, just really trying to work some angles here. I've just got the camera now on the wonk, as they say. That's really nice, because what I'm visualising is corner, top left corner of my shot, you've got the that fencing. That's really nice, with a guy jumping through the air off there, maybe doing a 360 or something. Or there's a trick called a tail whip, where the bike goes sort of all the way around 360, so you often get the wheel sticking, the back wheel of the bike sticking out the front. Just want to think about how that would work really down low. We've got these trees in the background, which are really nice. I'm just going to get right down onto the ground level here. I'm actually resting on my lying flat with my elbows down. I'm sure the ladies watching are really going to love this. There we go. They're sat outside having a coffee. That's really nice. Do you know, sometimes I don't care if I look a bit of a plonker, which is, some would say, is just as well. But yeah, that's really nice. So what I'm going to do is just I'm basically walking all the way around this location. There's a load of old garbage and stuff here, some old tyres, which would make a nice shot. So I'm just going to set up to F11 and getting funny looks here. There we go. That's it. So we've got these old tyres just in front of us. I hope these are still going to be here when we come through the shots. But again, just crouching down, it's gone a bit dark. So we're up to plus 1.3 on the exposure compensation. There we go, that's really nice. There's an old fountain here. And we've got a trailer with some wood here. Let's have a look. That's okay. I'm getting funny looks more and more now. Okay. Looking straight into the sun now. See, that's not worth shooting because the background is too cluttered. It's turning around a little. That would work. Got this idea that if this trailer's here with the wood, it could be used as a platform on a bike. So just doing a quick shot there. That's really nice. I don't think... Here we go. You can probably hear the ladies in the background. Just dropping down to almost ground level with these tyres, the fountain in the background. There we go. That's really nice. Working round, we've got these garbage bags here. There we go. Right, keep on moving.
Like I said, be sure to keep an eye out for the full Location Scout audio, which will be on the website later this week. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at currentphotographer.com/podcast. CurrentPhotographer.com.